Once again, a blessed Easter, everybody. A blessed Easter, everybody. There we go. I didn't warn you that was coming, so don't worry. I'd like to tell you a couple of stories. Both of these stories are about hope. First, there was a working class man with almost no education, and he tried to make something out of his poor, humble life, so he went to work for a friend who was starting a new company. He was hoping for a new lease on life, but it didn't work out. In fact, his friend was arrested and thrown in prison, wrongly condemned for a crime that he didn't commit. In the end, he was brutally killed by a furious mob. The working class man was not only discouraged by this failure, but he was actually afraid that the same thing was going to happen to him. So, he disowned his old friend and, dejected, went back to his former way of life. Likewise, there was a woman with a very poor reputation who had squandered the many gifts that God had given her in life. She never got respect, and quite frankly, she never did anything to earn any respect. She simply could not imagine a better life than the one she was living. A slave to her own sin, she cried herself to sleep night after night. Then she met someone who gave her hope. The same man from the first story who was starting a new business. She also went to work for him with the same goal of trying to get a new lease on life. But then he was murdered and her hope extinguished like the fragile flame on the wick of a candle. So what happened next? Well, they found out that Jesus had risen from the dead. And that made all the difference in the world, because the woman's name in this story is Mary Magdalene, and the working class man, St. Peter. Today we have hope because we too have found Jesus risen from the dead. Our journey to this Easter morning did begin, however, in the garden where we kept watch with Jesus and prayed. Prayed through his agony, then only to be led to the cross on the hill of Calvary. And so today we come to the tomb, and the only sound to be heard is that massive rock that's scraping against the entrance to the tomb as it is rolled away. Throughout our life, we come across many tombstones, don't we? Some of them self-imposed, some of them just lack of fortune. We stumble over the rocks of sin, fear, and discouragement. These are often the same stones that block hope. To this point, I'd like to borrow something that Pope Francis preached just a few years ago. He said, "Easter is the feast of tombstones taken away, rocks rolled aside. God takes away even the hardest stones against which our hopes and expectations crash. Death, sin, fear, worldliness. Human history does not end before a tombstone, because today it encounters the living stone, the risen Jesus." This is the night that with a pillar of fire banished the darkness of sin. That beautiful phrase from the Exalted that was exclaimed last night when this Paschal candle was first lit. This flame, the light of Christ, which burns brightly atop the Paschal candle. As our new fire burned last night, we all held candles, and I can't help but imagine that we are recalling what Jesus' followers must have done in the days immediately following his death and resurrection. In the proclamation of our readings, these sacred scriptures, we've once again told the story of our creation and salvation. Imagine the disciples sitting around a campfire, recounting all of Jesus' parables, recounting the times where it's like, hey, he told us this was going to happen. So this is what he meant when he said he was going to rise from the dead. All of these encounters now coming to fulfillment and making sense. Telling the story of their Jewish history and Moses leading the people out of the desert. Their history is our history. Just as Moses led people out of slavery in the desert, so too does Christ lead us out of darkness and the slavery of sin into his marvelous light. The story of our salvation is really a story of hope, isn't it? Our parish has witnessed that hope as we journeyed with our candidates and catechumens who were welcomed into full communion with the church last night. There's no denying the difficulties we face as a church and a society. Secular forces of disordered love and lies have taken center stage with the primal attack on the human family, where if life is deemed inconvenient, it can be ended. Where if somehow we're not happy with our identity, we can just change it, which stands in the face of the book of Genesis and how God created us, male and female. These lies that are told to the most vulnerable of our brothers and sisters is the darkness that Christ has banished. And it is sad and tragic that the White House on this Easter Sunday celebrates those very lies. But as people of hope, we know that this light banishes darkness. And so we talk often about needing to bring people back to the faith. How do we counter these forces in our society? How do we evangelize? How do we catechize? We need more priests. We need more people in the pews. Although today you've done a very good job. But imagine if this was every week, folks. Imagine if we needed the gathering space not just on Easter and Christmas, but every week. This is the Feast of Victory. And the feeling that Jesus' followers had as they approached the tomb is the feeling that we have coming into this church. A sense of victory and hopefully a sense of hope. This man that they had put their heart and soul into was dead in a tomb. A mother's son was murdered. All the disciples ran from the cross and hid themselves. Yet this morning we have hope. Hope because for as much as we talk about what's wrong with our world, our brothers and sisters last night said yes to the church and yes to faith. Your presence here this Easter morning is an openness to this flame to enter into your heart. We put aside the negativity and the wounds, and we allow the hope of the risen Jesus to be brighter than any darkness. But now, what are we going to do? Now that Easter is here, do we go back to normal? Or will the hope that engulfs us this morning somehow change our lives? Instead of feeling hopeless and looking for Jesus among the dead, we now find him among the living and proclaim him risen from the dead. On this day above all, allow Jesus to remove the tombstone of your heart, to banish whatever it is that keeps you from his love. Whatever those stones are for each of us, we know for a fact that they don't win. Jesus wins. He always wins. So don't go back to normal. Be different. Be joyful. Be hopeful. It is our hope in Jesus' promise that draws us here on this Easter morning to herald his resurrection. As St. John Paul II famously said, we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. A blessed Easter, everyone.